The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now it's time for this.
Going Green
on The Clare Byrne Show
with Repack. Repack members, repackaging the future and valuing resources. Find out more on repack.ie.
So you arrive home in the evening and your bin has been collected. Do you ever give it a second thought? So let's ask the question, what happens to your rubbish once it leaves your house? Conor Walsh is here, Secretary of the Irish Waste Management Association. Conor, you're very welcome. Thank you for being here. So we'll be what will we start with? Will we start with the recycling bin perhaps first, and then we'll go to the rest of it? So what happens to that stuff?
Yeah, thanks, Claire, and thanks for having us on again. Look, I think it's only fair when we ask people to sort waste at home that we try and give them a little bit of feedback as to what happens to it, because it kind of helps people to understand why it's so important to sort waste at home. So just starting with the recycling bin, the dry recycling. So in the old days, we would have had hand pickers, you know, people on lines picking out various materials for recycling. Nowadays, it's very automated. It's very high levels of technology being used. I mean, we still have the hand pickers, but the hand pickers are mostly just getting stuff ready for the machinery, you know, and picking out contaminants, stuff that just shouldn't be there at all. And there's plenty of that at times. So, you know, we have things like magnets that will pull out the metals. And then we have robots, would you believe? So it's not that common now, but it's becoming more common. So AI technology and robots. So the robot arms can tell what something is, and they can really quickly go and suction cups on it. They can just pull things off. So robots.
So they're taking things like soft plastic away from cardboard.
Yeah, I mean, an example, I suppose, at the moment in Dublin is Tetra Pak has been pulled out by robots in
milk cartons.
Yeah, the milk Tetra Pak stuff. Yes, exactly, and juice and that. So, and that is sponsored by the company who put that stuff on the market. So that is good that they're taking it back. You want it separate from the paper because it is recyclable, but there are layers in it, and paper mills don't generally like it. So it goes to a special mill where they separate out the layers and they get the fibre, recycle the fibre from it. The one that's very common now is optical separators. So this is where a light, they shine a light on the material, and depending on how it's reflected or refracted, there's a jet of air comes in. So the jet of air will blow it left, right, forward. It'll blow it in a different direction depending on the polymer or what it is, you know, whether it's one type of plastic or another type of plastic.
That's incredible.
Or paper. Yeah, it's very, very commonly used. You know, we also have separate things by size and shape and that kind of thing as well. So we end up with some really good materials coming out of it. And I'd just like to give you a good example, actually, of one material that's recycled here in Ireland. And that's it's the HDPE. So the milk, the plastic milk bottles that people will be familiar with. So there's a company in County Tyrone who called Strathroy Dairies, and they supply these bottles. They supply milk, to a lot of the supermarkets all over the island of Ireland. So those milk bottles then come back through these sorting plants, and they can be sent back to that facility because they have a recycling plant right there. They have their own sorting plant.
Do they only take their own, or do they take all brands?
No, from all over Ireland, UK, wherever they can get it from, because they want tens of thousands of tons of this stuff, you know. But they can they put it through a process there, and it's quite difficult because you have milk in the pores, and they have to squeeze the milk out of the pores and that kind of thing. Heat treated, it has to be suitable for use in food contact. So they make new milk bottles out of that. They get it down into pellets, plastic pellets, and then they put the pellets through a process to make the new milk bottles out of it. And then, you know, so it's total circular economy there at one plant, and it's in Ireland. So we're
okay, but
very proud of that.
Some of the stuff is going overseas, isn't it?
A lot will go abroad because we used to have a paper mill, for example, in Clonskee. It was 80,000 tons. It's very small. It closed 20, 30 years ago, Smurfit's. So we can't really have a paper mill here because you need about 500,000 tons, and we're a bit short of that. So paper does get exported to paper mills. Plastic, some of the plastic's recycled here, but a lot of it does get exported.
Okay. Can we move on then to the waste bin? So
yeah.
the black sacks.
Yeah,
your black bin.
So again, historically, it would have all gone to landfill. So if you go back 20 years ago, 2 million tonnes was going to landfill. Now it's about 300,000 tonnes. So it's come down an awful lot. When it went to landfill, we do extract gas out of it. It breaks down in landfill. all the landfill sites and the historic landfill sites will extract that gas, and they'll use that gas to generate electricity. So there is some energy recovery, but it's quite a low level of energy recovery compared to other options. And the other options are the waste-to-energy plants. So we have two in Ireland, one in Dublin at Pool Beg, one in Meath near Duleek, and they they generate electricity out of the waste, but also district heating is coming to Dublin. So they've had plans in Dublin for district heating from the waste to energy plant for, you know, 15 years or so, but it's starting to happen now. They've enabled it, and now they're starting to use it. So there's planning put in place, and there's a new big new development at the Irish Glass Bottle factory site in Ringsend, and that is ready for district heating coming from the plant. They also have pipe work going up and down the quays and crossing the Liffey. So, you know, it's part of a Dublin City Council plan.
But that doesn't mean that we want to see more of this type of waste. I mean, the aim is always, isn't it, to get down that waste that will have to go into processes like that.
Yeah, exactly. If we can get the food waste out of the general waste bin, we can be much more efficient with the use that we make of that. So I heard your last piece, you were talking about the Straits of Hormuz. Well, look, fertilisers from the Straits of Hormuz, you know, have been blocked, and we can make compost here from that material, and we can also use it for in anaerobic digestion for biogas production. And biogas is brilliant because it can be used, it can be converted to biomethane, and biomethane is a transport fuel. So, you know, we have situations where we have trucks delivering food waste to an anaerobic digestion plant and driving away with the gas that's been produced at that plant, fueling their vehicle. And that's, again, a brilliant example of the circular economy.
Is all of the food waste being used for that?
No, and I'd say the commercial food waste, apartments, you know, places and where we have caddies. So when people have smaller collections, it's all food waste, and the food waste goes for that end use. Where it's mixed with garden waste, it tends to go for compost. Now, there is a new plant being built in Cork as we speak, in Little Island, and that can take food and garden waste mixed to make this biogas, this biomethane. The biomethane can also go into the gas grid, and it replaces fossil gas. So that's another really good use. So that's a really efficient use of food waste, rather than, you know, when it's in the general waste bin, the efficiency goes way down. We get energy back, but nowhere near as much. It's nowhere near as useful as if we get it separated.
Okay, this is a listener question, and I think you've answered this in part, but I'm going to put it to you anyway. What percentage of material is recycled, and what percentage goes to landfill?
Well, landfill is down to about 13% right now. Recycled is, it's 42 officially. We think it's closer to 50 because the statistics are 2 years behind.
Is that a percentage of all waste?
Of all municipal waste. Yeah, it's measured as in like household and commercial together, but not construction and demolition. That's kind of a different category.
And is the ambition to get the landfill percentage of, did you say 13%?
Down to 10. Yeah, it's 13 now. The EU rules say get it down to 10. By 2035. So look, we're well on top of that. It'll be down to 10 very shortly, we would think.
A general question, is black plastic like that in flower pots recyclable?
Yes. Put it in your recycling bin. What we say is if it's packaging and if it's clean, loose and dry, put it in your recycling bin. And things like flower pots, yes, if they're clean, put them in a recycling bin. The machinery that I just talked about will decide whether that's recyclable or not, you know, and that would be, I mean, you know, that sort of a pot would be, but, you know, crisp bags and stuff are non-recyclable. We'll still take them in the recycling bin. And the reason we do that is firstly to make it simpler for people. They understand any plastic packaging, put it in the recycling bin, clean, dry, loose. Don't worry about don't worry about whether it says it's recyclable or not on the package, just put it in. And what we do is then the residues from that, we make a fuel out of it. So if we have 10, 20% that's non-recyclable in those plants, we shred them, we put them into a process, we produce a fuel, so it's a kind of a dry, high calorific value fuel. It goes to the cement kilns, and the cement kilns need like 2,000 degrees heat or whatever, 1,500 degrees heat in order to make cement. So they use coal, and the coal very often comes from South America, South Africa, places like that. So we replace the coal with this material that we make, this what we call solid recovered fuel, which is a waste-derived fuel from these non-recyclable elements.
Okay. Crisp packets, though, is there a move to change those from a manufacturing point of view so that they are fully recyclable?
Yeah, everything will have to be fully recyclable in about 5 years' time. So it's coming from the EU legislation. So they have different grades at the moment. It's like A, B, C and D. You're allowed A, B, C, but you pay more, and then eventually you'll only be allowed the top grade. So I think it's about 2030 or so, you will not be allowed to put any packaging on the market that's not recycled.
Okay, well, that's coming for us. Conor, thank you so much for telling us about that. Conor Walsh, Secretary of the Irish Waste Management Association, joining us again. And we will talk to you again soon. It's very interesting, and it's good to know or have the details around where does that stuff go once it's collected from outside of your house.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.